96.3 WHUR and HUR Voices, Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. Your questions or comments, toll free at 855-288-4876. Now, Insight.
Welcome back to the Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. I'm Harold Fisher.
I say your name. Pledge that from this day forward, I will strive to love my brother as I love myself.
That is the pledge recited on the National Mall 20 years ago during the Million Man March, just one of the many highlights in this historic moment. Well, this Saturday, the Justice or Else rally recalls the march and a new day with many of the same old issues. Well, tonight we ask, did you go then? Will you go on Saturday? My guests are Dr. Greg Carr, chair of the Afro-American Studies Department here at Howard University, and Eric Easter, editor and contributing writer for the Urban News Service. Want to hear from you, your thoughts about the march then if you went, or even if you didn't go then, and what you're going to do Saturday. Are you going to go? Are you not going to go? Want to hear from you. Lines are open at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876, 855-288-4876. Thank you both for coming in. I appreciate it. Let me start with Eric. Eric, it seems that we have not seen a lot of coverage, not only in mainstream media, but suffice it to say, even in black media, this event this weekend has been somewhat subdued. Would you agree?
Even in social media, I haven't seen the degree of buzz that I saw before. But that, you know, in a way that mirrors last time. You know, two things happened last year. One thing in particular happened the last time around. And, 2 weeks beforehand, the O.J. verdict. And so that really sort of brought forth this sense of a divide between black and white in the country. It energized some folks in different ways, you know, both good and bad. And that sort of began a stream of awareness in those last couple of weeks, again, for various reasons, and a sense that there was a reason to come. There was excitement about coming. So there was that kind of event around it, or this mood, I should say, around it as a bit of an impetus. But I remember last time, you know, not really wanting to go because I didn't have a sense of what was about to to happen. Mm-hmm. I mean, I was ambivalent about it.
Mm-hmm.
But then I lived a couple of blocks away and, you know, stepped out of my house and saw buses, you know, using my street as a staging area and realizing, wow, this is a massive, you know, undertaking. But being then not really clear whether that was because of the organization or because of people just saying, you know what, I have to be there. I'm going to get a bus. I'm going to show up. How much of that was, you know, because of the organizers? How much of that was self-induced? I don't know.
Dr. Carr, you went also from, when you think back some 20 years ago, what is the thing that struck you the most when you first arrived there? Were you surprised? Were you not surprised? What do you remember?
I wasn't surprised. And like everyone else, I was surprised. You know, I was in Philadelphia at the time and went to see Farrakhan speak. I'd seen him many times before. And like many people in the African community here in the United States, we know that there's a subaltern kind of thread. Farrakhan is no stranger to black communities. So when we went to see him at Old Memorial Hall in Philadelphia talking about the Million Man March many months before, he had been traveling the country and filling the arenas as he always does. So we knew that there would be people here. Unlike today, social media, you know, the internet, it wasn't as the presence. As you say, the O.J. verdict energized folks. And there was this sense of electricity surging through a lot of communities. We came down. We arrived on the National Mall, took the train in, picked up some young brothers in College Park and got on the train, Metro. Man, we got out that train about 6 o'clock in the morning, came out of the Union Station and heard the prayer call just before dawn. There were already brothers, man. It was a huge crowd as we came out of Union Station. And, you know, Union Station isn't just across the street from the Capitol.
Right.
By the time we got on the mall, that prayer call, you know, we're not Muslims. We weren't Muslims, but it just seemed like such a beautiful spirit. And as the sun rose, you just saw an ocean of blackness. Mm-hmm. And I'll never forget the students from Howard University. The brothers came marching down the street with their fists in the air, and on either side of them was a single file line of black women. Marching these brothers down. And once they deposited them, they peeled off and went back. And the whole day was like an ocean of hugs. You bump somebody, it became an excuse to hug. And it was
I remember that. There was a big discussion about that because there was that longstanding joke about you stepped on my shoes,
right.
What's going
right.
to happen? and there was a lot of discussion about that as well. Very, very powerful memory. 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810, outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876, 855-288-4876. We are talking about the Justice or Else rally coming up this Saturday on the National Mall. It is, of course, marking the 20th anniversary of the Million Man March. Did you go 20 years ago? Are you going this weekend? Want to hear from you. Ray, calling from Upper Marlboro. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
Yes, I went 20 years ago, and of course, me, my son, and my grandson, and my wife will be there because it's important. We just losing it as black folks. I'm going to be honest with you. We quick to pick up the foolery, and we just find something this positive to try to shoot down and find all the excuses in the world not to go. I don't like Farrakhan. I don't like, who cares? I don't like Farrakhan either, but I like his method. And his message is, we as black families need to get back to black families. We need to help each other, know your neighbor, know your friends, know the people. And man, we just need to bond back together.
Well, Ray, thank you so much. I appreciate your phone call. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876. 855-288-4876. Did you go 20 years ago? Are you going on Saturday? And if you went 20 years ago, did it affect you then? How has it changed your life now, if at all? Same question. Eric, were you impacted afterwards? Did it change your life? Was it, and if so, was it a lasting impact? Were you already there? Tell me about it.
Actually, beforehand, it was a change. I walked from 7th Street, 7th and F, you know, northeast, and went by a school. There's a little elementary school back there right behind Union Station. And as I was walking there, there was a group of school kids in the playground, all black. And they ran over to the fence, and they asked me if I was going. And when I said I was, they cheered.
You
know? And it was, for whatever reason, the fact that I was joining these men on that, they meant something to those children. And so that changed my spirit and changed my mood almost immediately. And so my walk there was a lot more open. And so just to give you a sense of my background, I was press secretary for Jesse Jackson.
You remember that, yeah.
I was, mm-hmm. Worked for Doug Wilder. I was tired of politics. I had stepped out of it. I was done. I was done with marches. You know, I had enough of that, the calls at night, all of that political stuff. And a year before, you know, Mandela was released.
Mm-hmm.
When they announced the march, it was just when Mandela had been, not released, but he had been elected president.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, I had been sort of radicalized by that process.
You?
Just the sense that, I was there when he was released, and then I went, you know, for the elections. And you know, there was a sense that, you know, these guys got in South Africa, you know, they got an economy, they got a defense system, they got mines, they got jewelry, you know, jewels, you know, they got a whole country. And here was another march. What is the agenda here? What are we taking away from this? And that was my thought.
Let me quickly go back to the phone lines. Darley, calling from Northeast, quickly, what's on your mind?
Hello. Yes, I went 20 years ago, and I'm planning on going again. And it bothers me that we would be going through the same type of news that there's going to be violence, because that's what they said 20 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
There was none. we passed buckets around where people collected money. No money was stolen. There were no fights. And actually, I lived on East Capitol Street, walked to the Capitol that day with a group of brothers, and the white people on East Capitol Street came out of their homes, met us with lemonade, water, and because they understood the historic nature of the event. Yes, it did change my life, and I'm, you know, going and taking a new generation of our young black men with me on Saturday.
Well, Darlie, thank you so much. That's really, really good to hear. It's the same thing we often hear when we talk about voting. Don't you just go vote, but grab your neighbor, you know, grab a young person who hopefully is registered, and if they weren't planning on going, take them down there anyway. So Darlie makes a great point. Joyce, Craig, Kenny, please stay on the line. You will be able to hear the broadcast. We are continuing to take phone calls at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810, outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876, 855-288-4876. 20 years after the Million Man March, were you there? Did you go? Are you going to the Justice or Else rally on Saturday? We'll be back in just a few seconds. Stay with us.